High, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink, Val. I am joining you from the Isla del Encanto, the Isle of Enchantment, Puerto Rico, here at the Bermuda Triangle Research Base in the flagship studio, News Radio 570 WWNC in Asheville, North Carolina. We have producer Sam the Animal Steel, along with investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. And, Miss Shelley Wright, here it is. It's late January. Well, it's practically February now. How are things going at Wright's Coin Shop in the dead of winter?
You know, it may be the dead of winter, but it is crazy busy at the coin shop. We have been going nonstop. We've been doing a lot of buying lately. I mean, a lot of selling also, but a lot of buying. I think that what it is people have settled estates at the end of the year, and now they have to sell their collections, their loved ones' collections of coins. And we have an incredible selection right now. It's a wonderful time to come in. We are working up things as quickly as we possibly can and getting things out every day.
You know, I especially enjoy the fact that this time of year, there are people out there who maybe, you know, their business is suffering because of the cold weather. Some people are, you know, feeling depressed. I mean, it's the whole winter blues, and they might be sort of thinking, I need more money, and they start really becoming thoughtful and worried about their financial state. And there is nothing that can give you more peace of mind than taking whatever money that you do have, which is paper money or realistically just digits on the computer screen, and transforming that into literal precious metals. I mean, you go to Wright's Coin Shop or you do business with them however you can, and the money that you had, which was a flimsy, uncertain thing, before you know it, is a nice, shiny, real coin there that is going to retain its value. And not only that, if you look back historically, grow over time enormously in value. It brings you great peace of mind. And so, you know, there are people who have done business with you guys for over 40 years. You're an independent, family-owned business. Your reputation is stellar. We don't need to talk to those people right now. Talk to people who have never called you or never been to Wright's Coin Shop and explain to them how easy it is to make that step.
It is so easy, and I see new people every day. I talk to new people, listeners, every single day. We couldn't make it any easier. It's a fun place. It's a friendly place. If you're not exactly sure what kinds of questions to ask, we can kind of help feel out the situation and probably give you the answers to things that you didn't even realize you wanted to know. We make it so simple. And we do steer you right. We do not work on commission, and we'll treat you like family. And, you know, this is if you're a, you know, newcomer or you're an old timer. You've been with us for a long time. I had somebody that came in the other day that's like, hey, you know, he had his collection. He's looking for certain dates that we didn't have at the time. But he said, hey, go ask your dad what he's got. He's always got something special stashed in the back there. What has he got? I know he's got something back there that I'm going to want. Sure enough, he did. He found something that he didn't even know he wanted, didn't even know that he needed, and he was so happy when he left. So it's fun. It's a treasure hunt.
That is why I and all my friends honestly do business all the time with Wright's Coin Shop. It's for those reasons. Tell people, whether they're in Asheville or not, how they can find you guys and get in touch with you.
Well, you can give us a call at 828-298-5402, or you can come and see us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville, or you can look us up online at WrightsCoinShop.com.
And that is WRIGHTS, WrightsCoinShop.com. There is always a link up at SpeakingOfStrange.com. Again, they're 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. That's in the area where the Biltmore Estate is. Everybody knows where that is in Asheville. Or call, and you can talk. Yes, you can talk directly, if you so choose, to Shelley Wright herself, 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. Shelley, this time of year, when the weather turns cold, and, of course, there have been, you know, blizzards whipping through the Northeast, it has a strange and sometimes unpredictable impact on how people behave. Do you yourself find that when the weather turns cold like this, that you start feeling a little bit more randy?
Oh, randy.
Like I need to curl up with a hot man? Is
perhaps,
that what you're saying?
Perhaps.
Oh,
something like that.
Yeah, well, you know, I think everybody feels that way. Right, Sam?
Randy.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you Randy, Sam? Randy Sam.
Randy Chastain is my name.
Because there is a real phenomenon there. And here's why I think that women do often start feeling randier when it gets cold. I think it's because that they have an excuse to keep more clothes on. And every woman is self-conscious about their bodies, no matter how good they may look. And so this gives them a little more confidence when they are more covered up to engage. And that makes when a woman feels more confident, she feels a little bit more randy. And we know where that can lead. Would you agree with that, Shelley, or am I totally off base here?
Actually, I was going to go with perhaps a more scientific perpetuation of a species, you know, kind of rant. But, you know, yes, girls like sweaters. When it is sweater weather, we like it. They're nice, beautiful, pettable clothes, and we look great in them. And, yeah.
She was saying that while she looked at my shawl neck cardigan.
That was it. It's going to be, yeah. Yes, it's a very hot cardigan.
Oh, Sam, you animal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, and the reason I ask is that, well, there is this news story, the Huffington Post reported saying that this year, as things have really turned cold in America and the blizzards have hit, Craigslist is just getting flooded by people looking for sexy blizzard hookups. And it says here that they are saying people are going on just before snows come through and saying, for the next 48 hours, I want you to come and cuddle with me while the blizzard blows through.
Sounds nice.
It's a new angle, isn't it? They say one man in Manhattan says that he will he promises red wine and cuddly sessions throughout this. And he says, you know, when the temperature drops, the other things drop, like garments.
Panties?
And there you go. And also, It says here one guy in around Manhattan has been saying, well, I have real fireplaces here. And so you start thinking, you start imagining these guys who are sitting there in their cardigans with a glass of wine in front of a fireplace, maybe some Barry White playing in the background, and using this as their romantic angle. And apparently this is a whole, you know, different perspective, a whole different angle on how you can entice certain types of ladies to answer those Craigslist ads. Sam, do you find that it's easier to pick up women when it's cold or when it's warm, right in the middle of summer when it's bikini time?
Well, I, like you, have painfully white legs, and I have a much better winter wardrobe. You know, I like to layer, and I like a sweater, too. I think the problem with said scenario is if you don't know somebody and you're about to get blizzarded in with them, that's like a pretty big step. That's not like a first date kind of thing where it's like, hey, why don't you come over? And then, like, you're stuck at somebody's house for 2 days or something. And
right. There's romantic, and then there's, oh, crap, power's gone out.
I can't
we
get out of here.
Food.
Thank God I got my sunshine solar generator.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, this almost seems like great fodder for serial killers, doesn't it? Because of that. I mean, you can literally be stranded and nobody can rescue you. You can be screaming and calling 911, and if they can't get to you, they can't get to you.
Well, that was actually sort of kind of a news story that broke this week about a couple that answered a Craigslist ad, and, well, their bodies were found a couple days later.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
I didn't know that.
Well, you're in Puerto Rico, ma'am.
Yeah.
I know. I'm trying to avoid those types of stories. Oh, why would
this
I?
This is the dark 30 hour.
The host of Speaking of Strange, when I hear of that, nefarious business.
You only want to talk about cuddling in the snow.
Puppy dogs and cuddling.
So far, I haven't seen anything. But you know what? Next month, I am going to be in Arizona. I'm going to be speaking at the International UFO Congress, and then I'm doing a workshop, a wishing machine workshop in Sedona, Arizona. And I doubt that I'll be seeing any snow out there, but it gets pretty darn cold in the desert, especially when the wind comes whipping through there at night. So
it can get frigid.
Yeah. Okay, here is a story from Texas Tech University. Headline, giant snow penis demolished as students protest. A group of mostly male students at Texas Tech staged a heroic last stand before a bulldozer demolished their beloved snow sculpture of a giant penis. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit more about this giant penis. I bet you Scotty Rodomer never said that on the airwaves.
Giant penis.
And then I'm going to tell you a story about Miami, Florida. Now, you just think about Miami, the culture that exists there, the supermodels, and what happens when they get a botched injection case. And I'll let you guess where that injection took place. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Speaking of Strange.
Sometime around midnight, or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two.
Dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. We'll be right back. the dark night.
Yes, the dark 30 hour on Speaking of Strange. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, and I hope you will call Wright's Coin Shop at 828-298-5402. 828-298-5402. You'll find a link also at speakingofstrange.com. And, you know, I mentioned that I'm doing a workshop next month. Well, it's February 23rd, 2015 in Sedona, Arizona, a wishing machine workshop. And one of the reasons that we're doing this workshop is that, well, we have a brand new wishing machine model that has come out. It's called the Model E. And last week on the program, I interviewed Chuck Casamano, Uncle Chucky, the radionics legend who really, through his books, got me into radionics many years ago. And he said that, you know, these machines that Dr. Mulder are making are the best out there. And if you want to learn for yourself why these machines are so popular and have sold all over the world and why that they are allowing people to dramatically change their lives, regardless of what it's, you know, for, finances or general happiness and health, and just go to wishingmachineproject.com, wishingmachineproject.com, and watch the videos and learn about it. Listen to some of the testimonials. You'll be amazed. All right. It is the dark 30 hour once again, so tune out if there are kids around or if you find news of the sordid and seedy offensive. I was saying before the break, we have a story from Texas Tech about a huge, a giant snow penis. And let me just say as a side note that many years ago, I had a house way out in the Western North Carolina countryside, and I had a bunch of my buddies over, and at that time we were all, you know, probably in our early 20s, and we got a lot of snow on the ground, and some of my buddies sort of stumbled out there into onto the lawn, and they created a huge snow penis, and it was, I mean, so detailed. It looked so fantastic in terms of just, you know, art. They sculpted it as best as, I mean, I don't think Michelangelo could have done a better job. I thought, man, you know, either these guys have some hidden ingenious talent that I had never seen before, or it is much easier to sculpt a giant snow penis than it is a snowman. It's just one of those structures that lends itself to being sculpted in snow.
Well, a snowman has three spherical sections, and a snow penis only has two.
That's true. That's very true. Mm-hmm. And well, depending on the particulars of the phallus. Well, from the giant snow phallus in my yard was probably like 4 feet tall. This one in the Texas Tech story was 11 feet tall, built in one of the most popular places on campus. It took them 4 hours and 10 students to complete. And before they could add their finishing touches to the sculpture, university workers in a bulldozer arrived to demolish it. There is a video that has gotten a lot of views showing these students protesting, referring to it as a glorious work of art. Students are pouring water on the sculpture in a futile attempt to sort of, you know, solidify it back together. They say that some security arrived with other employees with weed burners to just completely finish melting off this masterpiece. There was a brief standoff between the workers and the students. People were posing and even hugging what remained of this thing, and some say it was destroyed, this work of art, in the most brutal way possible. Now, you might say, oh, come on, this isn't a work of art. These are just a bunch of stupid college kids out. But some of the greatest works of art that those students get shown in humanities in art class include that part of a man's anatomy. Do they not, Sam the Animal Steel?
I mean, a lot of things. Don't get me started on man's anatomies.
Okay.
You know that we could take up the whole rest of this segment.
Really? So you have a strong opinion on this subject.
Much like you are the Wizard of Weird,
mm-hmm.
I am the professor of peni. I don't know. I was trying to incorporate the word schlong, but I don't know. Continue. Sorry.
Well, what makes you the professor of peni?
Well, I mean, a lot of research.
He has one.
Auto, on myself. Also, a lot of viewing hours spent on things, you know. I mean, just talking. A lot of time spent in Stuckey's restrooms. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Continue.
Well, hey, in that case.
Mom listens to this. We don't need to go too deep.
Oh, okay. Well,
hey, Mom.
My mom doesn't listen to it, so I can go as far as I want.
Even my mama doesn't listen either.
As long as the FCC and the powers that be will allow it. Okay, how about a story from, at long last, Miami, Florida. There it is.
A little heavy on the bell there, Shell.
I was exuberant.
They say two bogus butt doctors pleaded guilty to practicing medicine without a license there a few days ago. These guys were arrested after an investigation revealed they ran an illegal clinic out of their home. There they gave clients butt injections. They're probably more appropriately called posterior injections of a dangerous silicone-based solution imported from Colombia that is banned in the U.S. because it has been found to cause cancer. One of their clients tipped off detectives when the implants a woman said that after getting the implant, her posterior became, quote, deformed and sensitive, and ended up turning into unshapely concrete, end quote. Wow, what a description that is.
I've heard of such things.
Man, we've heard of these stories
Unscrupulous
before.
Doctors.
Don't go to a doctor's house. Don't go to a discount doctor for anything.
Well, I mean, but is it really necessary in any case to get a butt injection?
If you're in the adult film industry, perhaps.
Well, okay. All right. If you're using your butt as a means of paying the bills directly,
then hopefully you're making enough money to be able to pay a lot of money for a real doctor.
Yeah.
I feel bad for those people.
Some of us were not blessed with good posteriors. That's why my pants are always falling down.
That's why we have wintertime and big clothes.
Yeah. Well, the doctor's lawyer, he insists that, you know, most of the couple's clients were satisfied with the procedures, even though they were illegal. They say they had worked in the thriving buttocks implant market in Colombia, and they were considered doctors there.
Colombians typically have good rumps.
Well, maybe now we know why. They're full of concrete.
Well, probably cheaper than silicone.
Yeah, probably. I actually ate something really good from Colombia earlier tonight. Maybe that was a bad segue.
An empanada?
No, it's called, let me see if I can remember what this is called. It was called, like, an arepa or something like
arepa.
That.
Arepa, A-R-E-J-E-P-A.
No, I think it was A-R-E-P-A or maybe something like that.
My friend's mom made
it. It was like sort of a disc of what tasted to me like cornbread that had been split open and stuffed with shredded chicken and cheese and melted with some nice sauces. Oh, it was good. Yeah. It was really good.
Good segue, by the way, though.
Yeah. Time to take a break. When we get back, the Dark 30 Hour will continue as I tell you another story from Texas about what they are calling a poop inspection that took place there, and then also why a rock concert went bad. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass. Woo!
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now, I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack. Because when beer runs down in front of my back, well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party.
Seen you in yellow, but only you, Red, will do for this fella, cause you are the Abbott into my Costello, and you are the fruit to my loom. Red Solo Cup, you're more than just plastic, you're more than amazing, you're more than fantastic, and believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say, Red Solo Cup, you're not just a cup.
No.
You're my friend.
Lifelong.
Thank you for being my friend.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
Yeah, you're listening to the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. Brought to you tonight by Wright's Coin Shop. You can call them, and I hope you will, at 828-298-5402. 828-298-5402. You can go to speakingofstrange.com to find a link. And you'll also find a link to our buddy Christopher over there at Christopher's Computers in Asheville. Let me tell you, I've known this guy for years, and so has Sam. And if you want to get in touch with somebody who knows computers inside and out, that is ethical, that you can trust, who will break it down and make it simple for you and help you out with any problem, whether you have a slow computer that you want to run faster or you want to buy a new one. Just give him a shot. Go to Christopher's Computers on Merriman Avenue if you're in Asheville. Otherwise, you can call wherever you are, 828-670-9800. That's 828-670-9800. Or go to christopherscomputers.com. There is a link at speakingofstrange.com once again. And your show that you're listening to tonight, this program, is being brought to you through a Christopher computer. So remember that. Also, being that this is the Dark 30 Hour, that means that we're talking about some of the news stories that have come out recently that are more controversial and sordid and seedy, are offensive to some people, so they are not for kiddies, okay? Tune out if there are kids around or if you're easily offended and you don't want to hear those kinds of stories, so consider yourself warned. Here's a story from Gustine, Texas. They say here at least 24 students at an elementary school were allegedly forced to undergo a, quote, poop inspection, end quote, after feces were found on the gym floor repeatedly. So you ask yourself, what does this mean? How is a poop inspection conducted? It says here they rounded up 24 students, divided them up by gender, and then all the kids were ordered to pull their pants far enough down so that educators could see if there were any stains. Can you believe this?
I cannot.
I mean, we know there were people saying, well, just because you might have dirty underwear, that doesn't automatically mean that you're some idiot who pooped on the floor. It was horrible to be made a part of this under threats of being expelled if you refused it. So you can imagine there are all these stories from kids saying, you know, well, this was outrageous. This was embarrassing. This, I mean, oh, what a mess these supposed educators and managers.
Have you ever been on either side of a poop inspection, Josh?
I have not, thank goodness. Only when I poop my own pants. And that only has happened to me like
a baker's dozen.
Baker's dozen. Every other day, yeah. And I'm like, and I inspect my pants, and I say, ah, I did it again.
Again. Oops.
Oops, I did it again.
We thought of that way too at the same time.
Parents are obviously furious about this. Next story is about a concert for a concert of a band called Dead Kennedys. And
yes, I know where you're going.
You know what, Sam? I can't place a Dead Kennedys song. Can you help me out?
Too Drunk to Blank. You have that one.
Okay. Sounds like a good one.
Pull My Strings, one of my all-time favorites, which has the same chord progression as the Office theme song. Let's see. A couple others that I'm trying to think how I can say them on the radio. But, I mean, you have to give it to them. One of the best band names of all times. Because there's lots of Dead Kennedys.
There certainly are. Well, here's why they're in the news and why they made the Dark 30 Hour. A couple had come to see this band, the Dead Kennedys, their favorite band, perform. And I'm trying to see where this happened. It looks like it may have happened somewhere in the UK.
I think it was in California, if I'm correct.
Oh, really? Okay, mm-hmm. Maybe this is just being reported from the UK. I don't see exactly.
And for the record, for the listeners who need to know, it's mm-hmm. really a fake incarnation of the Dead Kennedys because Jello Biafra is not singing with them. It's sort of the B-list version of the Dead Kennedys. Continue.
Okay. See, Sam the Animal, he knows the music trivia. Okay, so this couple, they somehow climbed up onto stage. I don't know why that was allowed. And they began stripping off and performing a graphic, I'm just reading the story, a graphical standing mutual sex act on one another in front of the playing band. And they say the live show lasted for quite a long time because the band basically ignored them and kept on playing. Well, hey, that's the one thing we learned from the Titanic, right? The band plays on.
Also, to be fair, it was not – I saw the pictures, the unedited photos.
Yeah.
Not a bad-looking couple, not the worst thing you've ever seen, but they were, in fact, laying as if you were back against the stage and you leaned back and your feet were kind of down. It was in that position is the picture I saw, not to say that they were never standing. But
do you know how many people are just, like, knocking over chairs to get to Google right now and search for these images?
It's there. You can find them. And I thought to myself, would I ever be in that position as the giver, the taker, the photo taker, like mm-hmm. the band? I put myself in all the positions, and I'm like, does he know her? Were they a boyfriend and girlfriend, or was she just some skank he met at the show? These are all things you got to take into account.
Well, that could be any of the above.
Mm-hmm.
It says people were cheering and going nuts in the audience. Some people seemed to think it was a normal part of the show. The sheriff's department said there were no official complaints. How do you like that? Not one.
So, did they get in trouble?
Oh, it says it is unlikely that any charges will be brought. The sheriff said, with even potential juveniles in the audience, says they were disappointed that no one connected to the event, even parents of the attendees, have filed any complaints. And the sheriff's department said it's just something about the time we live in.
Should have been more upset that Jello Biafra wasn't singing and they paid to get into that fake Dead Kennedy show.
Okay, well, that is a real insider, a real insight, an insider's insight from Sam the Animal on that one. Okay, next story from Berlin. Oh, my goodness, those crazy Berliners, what are they into? Ich bin ein Berliner?
I was just going to say that. I couldn't remember the bin or in ein. I was like, ich bin ein Berliner.
We have an eerie connection, an unhealthy, eerie psychic connection, Sam.
I know.
It says here, a German court has ruled that a tenant who liked to pee standing up does not owe his landlord money for damages apparently caused by splashing or missing his target altogether.
I know all too much about that, for real.
Don't we all?
I had a girl had to repaint part of her bathroom because of my continued splash.
What is so hard about hitting the hole?
I was drinking a lot at the time.
Still, it's a big hole.
Says the Dusseldorf Administrative Court rejected the landlord's claim of 1,900 euros, which is the equivalent of about 2,200 U.S. dollars, for alleged damage to the bathroom's, get this, marble floor. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of hard to damage a marble floor, you'd think.
Exactly.
It says, while accepting expert testimony that urine had damaged the marble, the judge there ruled the man's method was within cultural norms, saying that, quote, despite the increasing domestication of men in this context, urinating standing up is still common practice, end quote. And so apparently for now, it's okay, guys. Just, you know, you can pee wherever you want to. I mean, in the floor, on the walls,
in
go
case,
for it.
In case the listeners need to know, I have switched now to a seated pee.
When we come back from this break, I've got the three last stories, the ones I've saved for you for the end of the night, and I got to be honest with you. Especially the last one, it's one of those where I'm not sure how I'm going to read this and keep it within the confines of the FCC. We will see. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. You are listening to Speaking of Strange.
I'm not the millionaire, I'm myself. I want a doctor to take a picture so I can look.
of tonight, Speaking of Strange. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. You can go to WrightsCoinShop.com, or better yet, just go to SpeakingOfStrange.com, and you'll find a link to Wright's Coin Shop. You'll find a link to the Haunted Asheville Ghost Tours and Ghost Hunts, and we have special ghost hunts going on right now that will allow you to actually rent some third-generation night vision goggles, if you'd like. And, of course, $400 discount on the Sunshine Simple Junior right now if you go to sunshinesimple.com. It used to be $895. Right now there's a winter special because we renegotiated things based upon bulk orders. Say $400. Another thing I'll tell you is that next month, because I'm going to be traveling a lot, our schedule is going to be somewhat unpredictable. There are also going to be some ball games, so I can't tell you with certainty what Saturdays we're going to have new shows for you. We'll do our best, but you know, the best that you can do is just sign up for the free e-newsletter there at speakingofstrange.com, or if you're on Facebook, become our Facebook friend, and we'll keep you informed, and you'll know when the new shows are about to air. Here's a story from Aliquippa, Pennsylvania. A woman there is facing DUI charges, and they say that when officers arrived on the scene, things turned very bizarre. She's 33 years old. She was still in her car when they got there. The airbags had deployed, but she was naked from the waist down. Her pants were found under the pedals. Additionally, she was sitting on an empty bottle of alcohol.
Sitting on?
That is what it says. And this is the dark 30 hour, so I'm going to warn you all right now, tune out if there are kids around or if you're easily offended, because this is when we read some of the most sordid and seedy news that's out there, okay? That's your warning. Come back in 5 minutes if you don't want to hear this kind of stuff. Officers dragged the woman out of the car after she refused to put her pants on and exit the vehicle willingly. Then while sitting in the police cruiser, she kicked out the window glass and stuck her bare bottom out the window. She was taken to the hospital where she refused to take a drug test. She continued to refuse to put her pants on, saying she knows her rights. And all this happened in Beaver County.
What state is that in?
That's in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Next story. Okay. Some guys have a foot fetish.
Been there.
They like looking at ladies' feet, and you know, basically, hey, a good-looking woman should be well taken care of from the top of her head to the tip of her toes. But some guys take the feet a little bit too far. Hence, a new sex toy that has been created. It is called the Vajankle. These are silicone feet that have a nifty female part built right into the ankle.
Interesting.
Sam's immediately like, is that one click on
Amazon.com?
Can you
send me the link? I'm a Prime member.
And, you know, the guy who developed it said, you know, it seemed obvious to me. You know, there are people who like feet, and they want to, you know, get their jollies. And so it seemed logical to combine those together and make it as convenient and unified as possible. They say you can even choose whether to have the toenails painted. If they're painted, you know, painted cherry red, or with a tasteful French pedicure, or a custom finish.
Nice.
Yes, custom finish. Something spelled out in jewel art. I mean, they have thought of everything.
Sam is loving this.
The Vajankle.
Yeah. And they say that they have had such an overwhelming positive response that there are plans to produce more novelty body parts that have, well, look, a vagina added onto them. And it says here, inevitably, boobs with a female body part.
I just pulled up the picture. It's awful.
Even I haven't looked at it yet.
Oh, my God.
And the last story of the night here, a pastor.
Oh, that's awful.
Sorry.
Is claiming that a, and I don't want to use the name, but a very popular coffee company is trying to promote what he calls the gay lifestyle. He says the reason that the coffee tastes so good is that they have been for years and years and years adding a certain male component to the coffee.
Why does that have to be a gay thing?
I don't know, but that's what this pastor says. He says you've got literally millions of people who think this is the best flavor ever, and this is changing the way sexuality works in our country. Okay, and I think that's going to do it for this edition of the show.
They'll get you some coffee, Josh.
I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Until next time, we will be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and follow us on Twitter. And tune in next week, barring a ball game. We'll have a new one for you. You are commanded!